This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And Njengamanjege, your time is exactly 9 minutes after two, and you are listening to MUT Radio, Shape and Own the Future. This is the Campus Voice with Princess G and
Tombazi.
Mm-hmm. I finally got it right. Still so happy. So, Z, we did say good to. We have special guests from the MUT Writing Center with us today. Mm. We've got Mr. Ntuthuko Mhlongo, who's a writing practitioner. And I'd like all of us to give him a very warm welcome. This is how we welcome our guests on the show. So, he's with us, Mr. Ntuthuko. Unjani.
Ngiyaphila, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So we're going to jump straight into it, Gezi.
So could you tell a friend of the show about the activity you offer to the MUT community?
Okay, so basically we are the Writing Center, and what we do is that we assist students with their assignments. We know that academic writing is a challenge for most of our students, and it's nobody's first language.
True.
So you all have to be inducted into academic writing in one way, form or the other. So we are providing a friendly service that is there to help you write well for academic purposes.
No, that's very true that it's difficult, because research suggests that nearly 90% of university assessments are completed through writing. And with that in mind, how does the Writing Center emphasize and also assist in developing these crucial writing skills for the success of the student?
Okay, so what's unique about our service is that we offer a one-on-one service. So mostly you'll find that students are sort of shy to express their challenges in terms of writing within a classroom setting because there's so many other students. But with us, we have a friendly tutor who sits with you, and then you can discuss what your writing challenges are, right? And then we'll assist you, right? And we also offer multilingualism, because sometimes for some students, it might be a challenge to express themselves in the English language. So we actually guide you, right, into how you write for academic purposes. You can even use your home language whilst you're consulting with us. Mm. Yes, so it makes you feel more comfortable when you're in the session.
We understand that the academic demands, but like in the broader scope of career development, like promotions or day-to-day office communication, how does the art of writing come into play for students?
Yeah, so writing is not just something that we use at university, but once you enter the working environment, you also have to do a lot of writing. If you have to ask for a promotion from your boss, you have to do it in writing. So how you express yourself could be the difference whether you do get that promotion or you don't get that promotion. So it's important to have the correct choice of words, right? The correct formality when you're speaking. So these are the things that we actually help you to learn whilst you're still at university, so that when you get to the working environment, it actually becomes easier for you to communicate.
Most definitely. Turning our focus to the academic staff, I mean, can you please shed light on how crucial writing is for them? I mean, framing questions for assessments and ensuring clarity must also be quite a task for them as well. So how can they actually, you know the essentiality of writing?
It's absolutely a figure. You know, one of the challenges that some academic staff have is how they frame the questions for students. Yeah. And you'll find that students will often battle, you know, they won't understand what is required of them in the assignment. So we sit down with an academic staff and we help you how to draft an assignment that is clear, you know, for students. Remember that sometimes when you're framing questions for students, these are people who are just entering the field. So you need to use words sometimes that do guide them into the discipline, but are also sensitive to the fact that they are students. And also in terms of career advancement for academics, the university environment is called a publish or perish environment, where you have to make your name known through your publications. So publications is another important thing that we actually help you and we assist you with. How do you conceptualize a journal article, for instance? So that's what we do at the Writing Center.
Wow. And further on that note, with the rapid evolution of academia, how crucial is it for staff members to refine their writing, especially when it comes to academic publications?
You know, like you just mentioned.
Oh, okay. I've already gone on that one. So basically for an academic, how you establish yourself in your field is that you have to publish, right? And it's often a difficult process because we don't get taught how to break into the publishing environment whilst we're still studying. So we often have to use other sites. So the Writing Center is one such place where you can come in and we can help you bridge towards your publication process.
Most definitely. I like that you actually outlined that one so well. So before we wrap up, could you please give us some details for the friend of the show, a bit of a teaser on what we can expect tomorrow at the pop-up event?
Okay, so tomorrow we have a pop-up to market the Writing Center to students and staff, right? So we're going to be playing a lot of word games. We're going to be having a lot of fun activities. We've got so much stuff to give away. Please join us. Come and see us. We're going to be at Anniversary Lane from 10 to 2 tomorrow.
That's amazing.
Yeah, fantastic. And we're thrilled to be part of it. A big thanks to you for joining us today and enlightening us on the magic of words.
Yeah. Speaking of the magic of words, in just a couple.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.